All right, it's Chris. We're inside Studio J, presented by Come Here NC, and it's Rob and Alex from Sports Team.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Before we talk about the music piece, talk about getting together. Where are you guys from? How'd you get together?
We're kind of from all over, like, different parts of the UK, but we all met at university at Cambridge. Okay. Is where we first started putting shows on very early, and I think we were always like, all right, let's put some shows on for friends, and then, like a lot of bands, I think, just spiralled and spiralled till we all sort of ended up living together in London and having a record deal and things.
Had you already, before you got to university, had experience with music?
No, not honestly, not at all.
Come
I think
on.
We're, no, really
Alex
not.
Alex could
we're
play
not,
a few Oasis songs.
Yeah, probably had like Wonderwall in the locker or something, and like maybe an AC/DC riff. But we were all these people just kind of like loved music, definitely, and loved a lot of American music. But like, I'm probably had guitars and had taught ourselves like a few covers or something, but like absolutely not trained musicians or anything like that.
So how did you learn? Just by hanging around?
Learned
together?
By doing shows and things. I think we all like, you know, we liked like Modern Lovers and Pavement, so it felt kind of like. It didn't feel like the musical barrier to making that kind of music was too much. It kind of felt more like you needed to have a few references about.
You start doing shows, though. Eventually, there's an EP. There's your first album. But then the first album gets nominated for a Mercury Award, which is, I'm going to read this correctly here, the best album released by a musical act in the UK or Ireland. That's a pretty heavy nomination.
Yeah. It's the big one.
Expected?
It was a bit of a funny one because I think the first album did, it was like kind of number two in the charts as well in the UK, and it was kind of against the grain of a lot of what was coming out at the time. There was a lot of very, the sort of post-punk scene was very dominant. You pretty know like Idols and bands like that that come over here, and there's a whole chain of them that come over from the UK, and it's quite sort of slightly atonal and quite sort of angry. And I think we always looked at that and was like, oh, it's a bit pouty on stage when you see all that, isn't it? Actually, like, it should be fun. It should be this kind of welcoming, like all embracing, joyful thing.
So did you already have a pretty well-established live show before you got into the studio to record music?
Yeah, kind of. I think that's how it's always started. That's always been the important bit for us. Like, can you get people to come to something that feels like a kind of carnival and it feels like a night out if you're coming to the show, and then just try and capture that kind of energy in the studio.
Right. So let's talk about that, because you get nominated for this award, right, which puts a lot of pressure on you for album number two. Suddenly there's new expectations.
Yeah, I think
what you can create, right?
I feel like it was always kind of in that same place, because we just... like with album one, I think there was no, as you say, there was no expectation at all from anyone. And so it did very well, which I think actually gave us, in a way, more freedom. Because it's sort of like, well, if album one does well and we've sort of just got to that point through like playing shows and recording on weekends and in between like live dates and big gigs, I think the labels were pretty like happy for us to experiment.
Did you have the songs for the second album before you... Like, how soon did you have those? A lot of bands will have, like, 60, 50, 80, 100 ideas kind of rumbling around before they go into a studio. Did you have songs that were kind of already there for you for that second album?
I think we never really stopped writing. So album one was almost just, like, it felt very arbitrary when that came out. It was sort of just, we had a certain amount of songs and singles.
Kind of yesterday's news.
Yeah, so we just sort of put it, exactly. The songs were very old at that point. So we had, and we were kind of starting to play a lot of the new stuff.
Okay.
So I think that's... Trying to keep that process rolling always feels a lot easier than sort of like starting afresh. You know?
The stage show is amazing. I've watched a million videos in the last week here, and you guys are just, there's just so much raw energy there. It's really an experience. How do you capture that inside a recording studio?
To be honest, I'm not sure we've been very good at it necessarily. It's quite, I don't think we've ever felt like we've nailed our recorded sound, to be honest. So I think we're still learning a lot of it, but I think being with people and having kind of a dynamic between people always makes quite a big difference. That's the most important bit of being on stage. I think that's why people still go and see bands, and that format hasn't changed a huge amount in the last 50 years. So I think you never lose that. You've always got that in the studio. But we, our producer as well, who we worked on the first couple of albums with, Burke, was very about getting the take. You know, it wasn't very like, okay, well, let's just get this line right and then we'll chop it in somewhere else. It was very like take. So it was about kind of getting the mood right and things like that.
So you're performing, pieces of music, and then it's getting put together later.
Yeah, usually, well, the way we usually record, we usually do drums and bass first and have like a kind of, but again, we've only ever worked with one person, and we're not kind of self-producers. So drums and bass first and just kind of layer that up, and then vocals will be kind of the very last thing you do.
Maybe a live album in the future.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We need some live EPs, and I think part of the problem is you know, because we did start from that sort of like enthusiastic amateur place. Sometimes when there's six of you trying to get that, like I did, it's not so much like, you know, with Neil Young, he always talks about what he wants to capture is just the band coming together and, you know, Crazy Horse or whoever making this incredible moment that he wants everyone to share in, because he doesn't want to, you know, just keep that moment. I think for us, it's more the sort of moments in the recording studio or the rehearsal are things that we'd never want anyone to hear. And so the process becomes more about, you know, really trying to finesse the musicianship again and again and again.
So what do folks get tonight at the show? Somebody that's never seen sports team comes and is what? What do they experience?
I think it's chaos, ultimately. I think it's sort of like you want to go to a show and see something that you can't just see on YouTube or on Spotify, you know? It has to be. I mean, Alex is sort of a generational talent on stage. I genuinely mean it, though. I really do mean it.
Is that a compliment?
I think it is a compliment. You know, in the UK, he always gets sort of like, oh, he's like Jagger or like all these things. But I think that's a little reductive. It's a bit more than that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to the show. Sports team, thanks for coming by Studio J. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.